bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
I'm black. Welcome to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub. You see me? You see me? I'm just saying, if you can't, then your vision might be impaired, or you know what I'm saying? You might be, you know, like, it is what it is, but I get it. You know what I'm saying? But just put your cane out and be like, oh, Yes, I see you. I see you. You know what I'm saying? Well, at least you feel me. You feel what I'm saying? So if you can't see me, at least you can feel me. Just don't do something where I'm going to have to press charges against you. Okay? Hashtag that part. Hashtag facts. Dr. Ken is on assignment. And, of course, I want to say great afternoon, now great evening, to Dee Dee Conley. Dee Dee, our very own EMT, count for his MKE. What's going on? Love you. Appreciate you. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Let's see here. Lucretia Mason says, say that, Homer. Let me go to the lines are open now, 833-212-1017. I know that they have been going and going and going. And to Marquise G, who said on the True Talk text line, said, congratulations on your 34th year anniversary, big legend, Mr. Blow. Courtable Bishop said, that's why he moved to Racine, nothing to do in Milwaukee. And, of course, Gary Lawson said, get his brother his own show. He also said, true that, primary thought, leaving the house is how not to become a victim. And it's crazy because that's real. Let's see, Sandra Clark said, I failed to mention Tiananmen Square, China running citizens over with tanks and shooting them, dictator, and Kent State National Guards killed college students, to Homer Blow from Sandra. Okay, gotcha comments in. We definitely want to hear from you. S.E., great evening. Love you. Appreciate your Truth Nation. You know I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. It is my 34-year radio anniversary. I've been in radio, blessed to be in radio for 34 years and counting. So, yeah, major milestone accomplishments continuing to happen. And I'm also excited about my 31st annual Homer Blow birthday party for the kids. And it is definitely going down on the 28th, June 28th. So it's like hashtag that part, hashtag facts, hashtag you gonna learn today. 2 to 6 p.m., make sure you bring the children out, bring community children out, bring your grandchildren out, nieces, nephews, kids 2 to 13 years old. Make sure that they don't miss out on the fun and excitement that happens every year at the Homer Blow annual birthday party for the kids. That's what it's for, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Make sure you're there, 3400 West North Avenue, Fitzsimmons Boys and Girls Club. located on the corner of 34th and North Avenue. So you'll see the bounce houses. You know, you'll see it. You'll see it. It's going down. Sincere Ronnie Ray Rio said, cheers, homer salute. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to everybody who is congratulating that. Curly Q said, there are more things to do in Racine than MKE. Hey, I just read the comments. I just read the comments. But, you know, what are we doing? Like I say, it seems like we as a people, in my opinion, I'm talking about black people, whatever you choose to call yourself, African-American, the ends, you know, whatever you choose to call yourself. We help people that we know hurt us. We know that there's a majority. You're talking about 54% of Latino men voted for the orange man. And it's also a known fact that a lot, not all, and remember, I don't stereotype, so not all, but a lot of Latino brothers and sisters align with white people. It's a fact. You ain't got to be like, that's not true. You look it up. You ask them. We are the alien nation for a lot of them, unfortunately. I mean, it's sad. You know what I'm saying? It's just like hashtag that part, hashtag facts. It's too much. You know, it's too much. But again, our fighting for our rights, us fighting for our freedom, us fighting, we're just so damn used to fighting that it's a wonder why we have a lot of violence going on. Because it's true, that sentiment that was used by Oprah Winfrey in The Color Purple for her character, all my life I had to fight. I mean, that's a real sentiment for a lot of us. And even if we're not talking about just physical fights, we're talking about the mental fights that we have to, the battles that we have to go through. And are we going to, you know, continue to help everybody that shows that they really may not give a damn about us and how we survive, but as long as they survive? And I'm just saying whoever it is. I'm not talking about just Latinos or, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about just one individual thing. I'm just saying we have this caring heart to help. Even when people dog walk us, and I mean dog walk us, here we come like the unconditional loving dog. Be like, hey, you talking to me now? I know you just told me to go over there, but I'm going to peek over there. I'm going to look up at you. Can I come in there now? You good? You know what I'm saying? It's sad, so you have to laugh to keep from crying, because the reality is that's a reality. That is a sad reality, and we got to understand that. We cannot take that for granted. That's a sad reality. Al said, well, the power isn't in flour. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Sincere Ronnie Ray Real said, truth be told, I learned that first, you know, that part. Mild Elephant said, Homer, some of us voted for the circus as well, because those of us who voted wanted to escape the Democratic plantation. Well, how's it like living on the other side? The grass ain't always greener. I got to get ready to take care of some bills. We're still trying to get your thoughts, comments, and opinions, but, you know, what about us? What about us? Michael Jackson made the song. What about us? So help me. Can you help me? You feel what I'm saying? Real Boston Richie type thing. Help me. I don't know if we got the edited version of that to come black with, but yeah. Play. Help me. You feel what I'm saying? Somebody going to help me, because I don't feel the love. I don't feel the support. The number to call in, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. While you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. You're going to learn today. I am. have your cousin's sub of the day. The legendary Homer Blow will be black.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Baby, can you help me?
Say it!
Baby, can you help me?
We the people!
Baby, can you help me?
What?
I'm trying to get my life together.
Try to get our life together. Try to get our life together. You understand what I'm saying? Welcome, Black, The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the 101 award-winning 101.7 The Truth, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am your cousin, sub of the day. You see me. You see me if you're watching me on YouTube. You see me. I am your cousin, sub of the day. I'm a club sub sponsored by Cousin Sub, the legendary Homer Blow. You're going to learn today. Damn, I taste good. I'm just saying. Season just right, bread just right. I'm just saying. I'm loaded. The Truth Talk text line to call in to get your thoughts, comments, and opinions heard. 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Truth Nation, hit me up. Let me know what your thoughts and opinions are. Again, help. Help us to help you, because we tend to go and help so many other people and we don't get the reciprocation at all. It's like, oh, we got it now. We good. What about us? Help me. You know what I'm saying? And listen, sometimes the help is just open the damn door. Like the late Godfather of Soul, James Brown, said, open the door. I get it myself. But people want to keep the damn doors closed. No. No, don't have us putting out and trying to, we know this is wrong. And, yeah, we got to change this. We got to change that. You got to do your part. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, and I don't care what you say. We in a give and take world, society. So help me to help you, and it will be beneficial for everybody. That way we all win. This time we all win. Let's see. We go to the Truth Talk text line. We got Kathy. Kathy, welcome to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Great evening. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts or opinions on this?
Oh, well, if you're talking about the same topic, about
yes,
how
yes,
people
we are.
Vote
we
a certain
are.
Way.
Yeah, we
okay,
are.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. Every ethnic that comes in this country, they're not from this country, from India, China, Mexico, you can name it, they do not align with black people, nor were they ever. You find a few friends because you knew them all your life from working somewhere or school, but they're trained and they see who takes care of the country, which is white people, so they lean toward them. White people already got them stereotyped not to interact with us. A professor said at UWM quite a few years ago, y'all going to be entrepreneurs. Y'all going to be businesses. Y'all going to be running businesses. Y'all going to own businesses. Hire the Mexicans because they're some great workers. You enjoy the work out of the Mexicans and stuff. That's what they said. And so me and my friend raised our hand. I've only two blacks in here. And guess what? We said, well, why hire the Mexican? Why not hire black people? He said, well, people already hire y'all. You know, something real simple. And he went on to something else. But see, that's what they're teaching them. They're telling these people they go to different parts of the country, helping them out with the Peace Corps bringing food in, and all they see is white people, Red Cross, white people. We don't volunteer for nothing or anything, and we holler at the Red Cross and FEMA when they come in trying to save people from New Orleans or doing that big old storm they had, okay? Mm-hmm. And we want to holler about, well, Wanda in our area, look, you need to volunteer so people get to see who we are. Okay, but they're stereotyped by black people, and all they do is they only live on the same side of town as us, and when they bring professional black people in, I know it personally. From different companies on down, and we won't name them all, We Energy, Northwest Mutual, they tell these people, they find them a house or a temporary place to stay until they get settled in, and it doesn't be in a community of black people. Okay, most of what I found out was way south. They put them in different places and stuff like that. And they tell them where to go. They don't interact with us, and they don't ever plan on it. Them people don't look like us. They serve us in the medical field, engineering field. And our kids and our families, we've got small children, and they early years, not teenager, early years. Educate them kids. If you don't go to school, don't recommend them a two-year college. We need some of these people to be engineers and doctors and lawyers to fight what's going on in this country. Run for politics or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, this Mexican lady told me it wasn't an option for her kid to go a two-year associate degree in school. She said he's a smart child. I want him to get a four-year of schooling in or more because I want him owning and running things and have a higher education for a higher wallet.
Right.
So you can have more money in your pocket. So we need to stop talking about we ain't got no money. We can't afford this. Well, you know, you can't have 12 kids in this new world and think that the government going to keep subsidizing. You'll never have anything. We got to stop all that. But like I said, white folks ain't right either. But at the end of the day, they're going to always be running things.
All right.
And when is your birthday party?
Saturday, June 28th. Saturday, June 28th. Fitzsimmons Boys and Girls
Club.
I'm going to the Strawberry Fest.
All right. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to.
It's okay.
Bless
it's
you.
Okay. But thank you. Thank you, Kathy. Love you. Appreciate you. Again, you know, people end up seeing people that's helping them and from everything that they're being taught and showed everywhere around the world, white people run the world. So you submit to your master. So it's really that simple. But when they get here and see that everything that they thought that they were going to be able to get and it's not happening that way and they have to live and shack up with 12 of their relatives, 14 of their relatives, but they feel like, but we here. So, yeah, we're going to go back to the Truth Talk text lines, the Truth Nation. We got Lisa from Milwaukee. You're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Great evening. I love you, and I appreciate you. What's your thoughts and opinions?
I love you, too, Homer Blow. And it's a turkey breast for me, a cousin's boo-boo, double portion.
There you go.
Italian
there you,
bread.
There you go.
Extra mayo.
Yeah, there you go. Listen, you're a woman of my own heart.
Hey, the one on Port Washington, my favorite one. Or if I get to Port Washington, then I got to go to Brown Deer.
There you go.
My favorite, too.
There you go.
But calling in today, and you know what, Homer? You know what my favorite TV series is, and I watch it over and over again. My niece never understood.
What's that?
Why do you keep watching it? It's the Game of Thrones. If you dig deep, if you stop and listen, if you listen to what they're saying, and this is how they treat each other. Their mother, their father, their brother and sister, it's all in the family. It's all in the family.
Yep.
Listen to what I'm saying. It's all in the family. If you've seen the show, they will kill whoever, father, mother, whoever, to have the power.
Mm-hmm.
To have the power. I love the Game of Thrones. There's a message in it. Now, Trump is putting together what they say is going to spend $45 million on this parade or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's our money. That's my tax dollars. That's mm-hmm. your tax dollars.
Mm-hmm.
We have to pay attention to what's going on and where our dollars are going. Black people, you got to realize, look, I tell people now it's time to pay attention to Africa. You may say what you want, but now Africa is realizing, hey, the young generation, look, wait a minute. Look, mom and dad, you under the colonizers, you know, you still under them. They have you thinking like that. But no, mom, this is a new power thing. This is a new generation. We're gonna run it like this. They need us. Now these kids are realizing we have all the minerals and things that the world needs, so we're taking it back. We're taking Africa back. They're kicking all the colonizers out. They're kicking everybody out. That you, United States, we don't need you. We don't need your armies. We don't need none of that. We got power. We just have to put it together. We got to have good leaders, right leaders. We're kicking the old leaders out. They're getting rid of the old leaders because they're under, you know, the colonizers' rules and what their treaties and what they want. You know, they're going by them. Mm-hmm. And they're fattening their pockets. They're realizing we don't need presidents and stuff like that. We need good ones, like my boy Abraham Toure. Maui's coming along, and, you know, Ghana's coming along. Look, black people need to look at, I keep saying it, keep looking, look at Africa. You might not want to go there, but you should support them. Just like, you know, we gotta stop this African-Americans are better than Africans. Look, at the end of the day, no matter where we are, the colonizers handled everything.
All right. Thank you.
No matter who treated who, whatever. But we got to get together. And Trump, whatever he's doing a lot of stuff, people.
Mm-hmm.
But pay attention to your tax dollars. And if you got to protest, go protest. Do what you got to do. But Trump is having a lot of fun with your money. Oh, he's enjoying spending the money.
That part. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call, Lisa. Listen, I can tell you where some of the black money is going. It's going on the floor. It's going on the floor, and it's falling off of Big Booty Shaquisha Shaquan off Keith Avenue because she danced at this different clubs, and she do these little special parties and stuff like that. That's where the money going. It's falling on the floor. They making it rain. But then talking about they ain't going to help us and our community need money. What y'all going to do? Well, a lot of brothers and sisters, they make it rain. They ate chicken noodle soup and with a soda that they shouldn't be drinking on the side. I'm just saying, it's a lot that, yeah. So we know that there's a lot of wasteful spending that's going on. And, of course, a lot of Africans do not like black people. Some Jamaicans that don't like black people. They call us lazy and shiftless. I got to take care of some bills right now. We'll be black. I want to get your thoughts, comments, and opinions on this evening. I'm filling in for, of course, Dr. Ken Harris, who's out on assignment. The number to join us, the Truth Talk text line, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and exit 1017 The Truth, and we'll have more conversation on the other side. I am the legendary Homer Blow, your cousin sub of the day. You see me? I'm a club sub, and I'll be black.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All I ever wanted was a black Grand National. Being rational, giving what they asked for. It's not enough. Few solid left, but it's not enough. Few that are really stuck, but it's not enough. Say you bigger than myself, but it's not enough. I get on their yeah, somebody gotta do it. I made it mad. Yeah, somebody gotta do it. I tell the G pad. Yeah, do it. Huh. We survived outside, all from the meat. What? They like, what he on? This is Alpha and Omega. Welcome home. This is not a song. This is a revelation. How to get a gone.
I just wanted to start, getting it in. You know what I'm saying? I was like, tune in to the award-winning 1017 The Truth's Black Business Give Black Spotlight this Friday at 3:57 p.m. between the Tory Lowe Show and The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. We will be joined by India Guster, owner of Royal Street MKE. We will discuss their freshly remodeled business, her journey as an entrepreneur, and of course, the delicious food and signature drinks all first-timers have to try. So again, that is the Black Business Give Black Spotlight with Royal Street MKE this Friday at 3:57 p.m. on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. Welcome back to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth in the American Family Insurance Studio in the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub. You see me if you're watching it. You see me. You see me. I'm just saying. You're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. Sponsored by Cousin Subs. Of course, I'm going to go right to the Truth Talk text line. We got the caller. We got the caller from Milwaukee. Welcome to.
I'm a blow.
I love you. I appreciate you. Yeah. What's going on?
What's up, man?
Bless.
Well, what I wanted to say, first of all, is black Americans are the greatest human beings that God ever created. Mm-hmm. I'll name Dr. Charles Drew, Frederick Douglass, Malcolm X, and probably the greatest human being who ever lived, Dr. Martin Luther King, and any other race or nationality or ethnicity, if they would try to stack a list of people who create blood transfusions, had the car invention stolen from them, imagine how bad reckless driving would be in our city without stoplights. Elevators. And so we are creators, we are innovators, and so you don't get that from a group of lazy people who were sold by the people who called them those names. Mm-hmm. And I know a gentleman who went to Africa and asked them that direct question, why didn't y'all come get us? See, because other countries would not have allowed what the people who were considered, some people consider as we, you know, once you allow us to be kidnapped, human trafficked, and we survive that and ascended to greatness, you don't have a right to criticize us because of the ignorance of that history. And so I don't consider people who are not part of we. And some of we, that 8% who voted for the Confederacy this last election, I don't consider them a part of we. So that's all we have to do is figure out which of we are really we. Like Chris Rock said, I love black people, but I hate a lot of those other, well, I pity a lot of those other groups who wish they were us.
All right. Thank you very much for your comment.
God bless, my brother.
All right. Love you. Appreciate you.
Happy Juneteenth, all y'all.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
You're going to learn today. You're going to learn today. Truth Talk text lines open, 833-212-1017. So we gotta look at us too, you know, because we always looking at other people, man, and people are dying. Like I've said that this is crazy, and if you look at the numbers of, you know, where we are with homicides to date, and I even look at this. And to anyone who has unfortunately ever been affected by gun violence, like you've been shot and you survived, I look at every shooting as a potential homicide. You know, except like it was self-inflicted, accidental, you know, the gun went off, you had it, you were calling yourself cleaning or whatever the case may be. But all of those people who have been hit and the people that end up riding by and shooting up people's houses or buildings and properties, again, like those, you know, even if they survived, that could have been a homicide. So I'd be wanting the reality check of adding those numbers into the actual homicides that we may have had and really take a reality check and say, wow, it was how many people? It was how many shootings, people that were shot, but they survived? Like, that will really open up your mind to see just how crazy this is. So, yeah, it didn't end up equating to a homicide. You feel what I'm saying? Which is a blessing for the people who are survivors of gunshot victims. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, but that is something that will really make you say, like, wow. And then let's just think about in our community and a lot of different areas, how the trauma, the shell shock that you go through and you don't even know, the PTSD that you're dealing with that you don't even know, how afraid you are to just do normal things that you should be able to do because of the damage mentally, this gun violence and the crime that is escalating and happening in our communities. That's something that you really have to look at and you really have to think about. And I'm going to always make people aware. And I feel like, you know, we have to be able to, people like, man, we can't be talking about our people, man. There's other stuff going on. Damn it, we ain't completed the mission. I'm going to talk about it until the mission is completed. Man, yeah, man. Sometimes, man, you make it seem like, you know, like you against us too. Hell no, I ain't got to be against y'all, but I'm against this ignorance that's going on. I'm against this violence that's going on. I'm against people harboring and aiding and abetting felonies, felons, convicted felons, or people that should be in jail or should be in prison. So we just expect that we give them mental health treatment. And our community is going to be all good. No, some of these people don't want help. And we got to understand that. We got to understand that some of these people don't want help. Some of these people don't want to change their lives. And we spend money, we create programs, and they don't show up. They not showing up. So we saying, okay, well, we don't want the first step to happen to be that you got to go to jail or prison because you made a mistake. Maybe your home life was messed up. You went through some things. But at least go to the programs that people bust their ass to try to get started to help some people who have been through trauma and have never treated their trauma, never got diagnosed to what the hell is really wrong with you. And that's a problem. That's a problem. Because you want to still be amongst us thinking you can act like an ass, and that's not good. That's not good. There's a video circulating around that shows a group, and you can tell they're young. You can tell they, the YNs, as everybody is using to say it. I call them Toys R Us adults are mixed in with that as well. And some of them may be 18, 19, but you could tell by these videos that they were just going behind houses and apartment complexes, and it was like 9 to 10 of them, and they were just like animals. But they don't want you to call them animals. Well, see, that's the problem, man. If you call them dogs, you call them animals, then they go, we ain't called them a damn thing, and they doing it. So what are you talking about? I'm just saying. I know I got to get ready to take care of some bills. The True Talk text line, number to call in, 833-212-1017. Stream us live on YouTube and X at 1017 The Truth. And, of course, while you're there, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. We'll have more conversation on the other side. I am your cousin sub of the day, the legendary Home Blow. I'm a club sub, and I'm sponsored by Cousins. We'll be black.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Gonna learn today. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Again, one of the things that we have to do in life is we have to learn how to love ourselves. You got to love yourself before you can love anybody else. That I truly believe that. I stand on that principle because, you know, you hear so many people and talking from hurt places or whatnot because of something that somebody else did. And now their life is feeling some kind of way. Love yourself enough to be able to say, you know what, this is not a good situation for me. Yeah, I'm gonna go work out. I'm gonna get away from this particular situation. It's not healthy for you. It's not conducive for you. And you have to be able to do that. Like I say, but when you love yourself. Trust and believe you're going to make sure that you keep yourself away from things that can do harm to you. Or, you know, a person may get away with, you know, hitting you with a hammer once and you didn't know, you didn't see it coming or whatnot. But if they continue to get to hit you in the head with a hammer, then, yeah, you got to start looking at yourself and crying about it, talking about it. That ain't going to do nothing if you are not saying, like, I'm worth more. I command more. Not just only do I deserve more, I command more. You have to do that. So we want to go and try to help everything and everybody else, but we have not even helped us. We haven't helped us. We got pockets of people that come together, but then it's only a rumor away from breaking up that pocket. One little rumor. Yeah, man, I heard that they were saying, oh, for real? Yeah, man. So, you know, I know I be seeing you trying to work with them, man, but I'm telling you, man, they don't, you know, stop it. stop it. So now we, again, create the infighting. We have the infighting. The infighting ends up being our downfall. And sometimes we don't even know what the hell we fighting for. We don't even know. Until we actually communicate to be able to say, oh, okay, well, see, they told me, if you had to say something like that before, see, they had told me, then that means that you've been sent off, you know, and you went. You went. You know, we have to understand, like, that's why I say, and I will continue to say, life is a game of chess. And chess is a thinking person's game. You know, you make frivolous moves while trying to play chess, and they're going to say checkmate, and you can be like, but we only moved five pieces or six pieces. Well, yeah, yep, we sure did. You tried to move yours as if it was a checker. It's not checkers. It's chess. That's why they sit with the little timers. That's why they sitting there trying to figure out what's my next move going to be. I don't want to just go and like, okay, your turn. Oh, I'm going to just go and move right there. No. No, that's not going to be good. Not when you know that you are playing chess. You have to use your mind. You have to think strategically. You have to look at that board and say, okay, if I move this rook, if I move this knight, if I move this bishop, you know what I'm saying? Where am I going to do? Okay, which pawn move should I make? All of those things, every piece on the checkerboard is important. Because if you don't understand their roles, you have to learn the roles of the knight. You have to learn the roles of the rook, the roles of the bishops. You get what I'm saying? The queen, the king, and the pawns. You have to understand the roles that they play in this game of chess. You think you can just move certain a knight the same way you would move a checker piece? No, that's not how it works. That's not how any of it works. Curly Q said, that's why I can't play chess. Too many moves to calculate. Whew. But yeah. But that's where we at. And they're playing chess and we're playing checkers. And don't even tell us to try to play Chinese checkers. Oh, you just done destroyed the world. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. You know, let's do Chinese arithmetic. Oh, oh. I love y'all. I'm just trying to tell you, like, it's real talk. It is real talk, and we have to understand. Mount Elvis said, "I'm sorry, I prefer Monopoly." Yeah, you know, but again, if you can't navigate through chess, you're going to think that this move, you ain't going to know which places to buy. You're not going to understand the distribution of the money. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to play the Monopoly game and be able to monopolize if you haven't learned how to think and play strategically. Some people just want to throw the dice and move their shoe and, yep, be like, oh, they landed on that. They should have bought that. You, on the other hand, are thinking ahead. Oh, I would have bought that if I was them. I'd have bought these utilities. You get what I'm saying? So if you're not thinking strategically, most of the time you're going to end up losing, especially if you go and get into it with a real chess player. I'm just telling you. So our communities are in disarray. We don't have, we got a lot of PWKs instead of parents doing what needs to be done. That ain't going to tolerate the bull. They not going to know that they sons and daughters are out here doing this craziness. They'd rather see them call law enforcement on them. Be like, yeah. Oh, yeah, this little group of young boys that's out here, yeah, are these girls out here doing this? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, my daughter's one of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell you where they at, because I told her she couldn't bring that here to this house. Yeah, they be over here at this address, this, that, and the other. And it is what it is. Again, if we unless we're going to go out and do what we need to do and galvanize them and grab them and let them know why, no, this ain't cool. We don't want to have to see you go to jail or prison. So we're trying to be an intervention for you. But if you think it's all fun and games and it's all good, you can do it that way. And y'all just don't want me to have fun and all the little excuses. I'm allergic to ENC's excuses and complaints. I'm allergic to them. So you want to just F-A-A-F-O, then go ahead. Go ahead. Because you will. You will. And when you find out all them people that were saying that they was your friends and, I'd die for her, I'd die for him and all of that kind of stuff, they ain't going to come see you while you locked up. They ain't going to come see you. They're going to barely take your phone calls. And if they do, it's only going to be for a brief moment. Yeah. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. You're going to learn today. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. Like, for real, for real. Like, so we are concerned about, but are we concerned about us? What about us? And what are we doing? Will we join Tory Lowe with the violence walk? You feel what I'm saying? Like, that. These are things, and if you need to know how can you get involved, there's so many organizations that can tell you and show you how you can get involved and explain to you the things that we need to do that will create the solutions to the madness that we are going through. Hashtag that part, hashtag facts. Homer Blow, the legendary Homer Blow, of course. My honor and pleasure holding it down for Dr. Ken Harris, who's on assignment. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub sponsored by Cousins. And, of course, don't forget, coming up Saturday, June 28th, Fitzsimmons Boys and Girls Club, 3400 West North Avenue. It is my 31st annual Homer Blow birthday party for the kids, from kids 2 to 13 years old. Everything's free. Teens can come, but the party is designed for the children. But everybody is admitted free. Parents, everybody. Kool-Aid, the red kind, will be on deck. I like to say again on my 34-year radio anniversary, love and salute. Condolences to the man who gave me my job, Ernie G. He's deceased, but the company owner, Mr. Gerald Jones, who passed away on last Thursday. Condolences to the icon, Mr. Radio and Courier, Milwaukee Courier Newspaper and Communications. Rest in peace. He gave me my start in radio 34 years ago. I was there with him for 33 years. Love you. I miss you. I will cherish all of our conversations and memories and the opportunity and your trust and faith in me. And to my mother-in-law who passed away, my wife, Cheryl, her mother, my mother-in-law, she passed away and her services will be coming up on this Monday at the New Pits Mortuary, 11 a.m. And so condolences to the Epps family and all of the friends and, of course, love you. If nobody has told you they love you today, I want to let you know that I love you. Please have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the afternoon, evening, night, early morning. And hopefully the things we have to talk about in the near future won't have to be within our minute degrees of separation. Love you, babes. I'm up out of here for now. Peace.